On the air at News Radio 1070 WKOK and online at WKOK.com. This is WKOK Sunrise.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Mark Lawrence here. Mr. Rob Centers on the other side of the glass taking good care of us. And that's why shortly after our interview, you'll be able to go to Spotify, Google Podcasts, or our podcast page, and you'll see the recording of the interview we're about to conduct right now. In the studio with us now, Karen Leonovich is in the studio. She's an administrator at Northumberland County Veterans Affairs and Northumberland County Area Agency on Aging. So, Karen, thanks for coming in. Good to see you again. Greetings.
Thank you so much for having us today.
Oh, I do appreciate it. I just think there's so much to talk about, especially in Veterans Affairs. Kind of overlooked, I think, in terms of the mainstream coverage that we do here, but you are just finding out that there's really a lot to it. So, yeah, thanks for doing that. And Ryan Miller is here. He's a Sunbury native. He's been working within the Human Services system, which is just a superlative system overall in the state in Sunbury, and he's been working in the aging department for a while as a care manager and as a supervisor there, and now he's a veterans service supervisor as well. So welcome aboard, Ryan. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Oh, I really do appreciate it. So I just think the mission of your whole department is worth talking about. If you talk about Veterans Affairs, maybe state that mission, the idea that you're just trying to make sure that anything a veteran needs or has coming, you will try to help expedite.
That's exactly right. We have approximately 6,500 veterans as residents of Northumberland County, and our goal and our mission is to make sure they have the services they need in order to remain in the county and successful.
And when you started out as the Veterans Affairs Administrator, did you go back and kind of read, what is our promise to veterans? What do we say we will do for veterans after you're done with your military service?
Sure. We want to thank them for their time, thank them for their service, and repay them for everything that they've gone through.
All right. And this is a mindset you've had for a while. You've been working in aging for a while, Ryan, this idea that you're going to kind of live up to our promises to take good care of people.
Most definitely.
And tell me, what does your work entail?
My work entails is meeting with the veterans that have served, that are trying to apply for some of their benefits via VA healthcare, as well as getting compensation for an injury that they might have sustained while they were serving, as well as any pension that they might be available to them.
And who are your allies in that work? Who do you work with? I occasionally think of maybe a U.S. congressional member helping out in some way, but who's in your go-to group of folks that help you?
Mainly my team at my office, at the Agency on Aging and Veterans Affairs. I have a person who I supervise, Anthony Romania. He's there. We had local other Veterans Affairs agencies help us out from Berks County, as well as the Department of Veterans Affairs down at Fort Indiantown Gap as well, to support us to get us up and running.
And you've been helping a lot of folks for a lot of years there. Let's see, not quite 20 years, but what, maybe 15 years of service or so? Or
11 right now.
11, so, yep. Okay. So I'm putting years on you. You don't need it, so sorry.
That's all right.
But you sort of have this mindset of helping and going the extra mile. Explain that, please.
Well, when I was in college, I was going for music, actually, and then after that, I realized music was a hobby, and then I was trying to figure out what I wanted to do, and I just took some random gen ed courses at Bloomsburg, and I fell into Intro to Social Work, and I'm like, you know what? This is it. I like helping people a lot, and why not make it a career? And I'm enjoying it every day. It's awesome to be in my own community, to help the people in my community, in my own county. You know, you hear a lot of people like, oh, we need to come back and build these towns up and everything, and I'm just glad to be a part of that, to support the community that I grew up in, the town that, you know, I'm here for. So whether you're a veteran, aging, child, whatever, I just want to help people. I just want them to get to what they need, what they deserve, and, you know, connect them to the services that can benefit them and make their lives better.
Please tell me you still make some music.
Oh yeah, I still dabble. Shout out to the Shikellamy Marching Braves and the theater program. Those were two programs I did in high school and everything. So yeah, I go to live music and stuff. I haven't played in a while, but still involved in music. Love it a lot. So,
Karen, we've been lucky enough to get acquainted with you over the years. In the past couple of years, you've been in charge of some of these agencies. Tell me about this smile that you bring. I don't know. It's just kind of a forward-thinking zeal to this. I don't know how else to describe it.
Thank you. If that helps get me a raise, I'll be very appreciative.
No, put in your evaluation.
Just kidding.
Mark's objective, and he says.
Actually, it was exciting to bring this program on. I had met with the commissioners, and we had had some turnover in the Veterans Affairs Department this past year, and the commissioners asked if we'd be interested in taking it over to see if we would be able to stabilize the program. I was very excited to do so because there was so much of a marriage between aging and Veterans Affairs. The programs are similar. They're both funded federally and state. They're called different things, but they run very similarly. The only difference for us has really been that there's a younger population that we're dealing with for veterans. That's been a learning curve for us. We've traditionally dealt with 60 and over. But everything is kind of the same idea. It's just the population you happen to be serving at the time.
Well, once you realize working with the available agencies at the state and federal level, you know, you good administrators at the Northumberland County Human Services Department are kind of interchangeable. I remember Judy Davis popping up at Children and Youth for a short time, and then over at MHMR, and then I see her at Voter Services now helping
out.
Yes,
she is.
So, you know, this, once you get somebody who's, you know, one of these sort of superlative administrators, Northumberland County, maybe in particular, has always realized, well, you know, well, hey, we already have an expert in the field. All we got to do is sort of compensate or, you know, or move them around a little bit. Changes that have happened in the Veterans Affairs office lately. Kind of go through what has happened.
Sure. We did move the physical location of the office from 217 Center Street over to the aging building. So we are still in the human services complex, just in building B rather than building A. We have also structured the program a little bit differently, that we have. I'm serving as the administrator. Ryan's considered a supervisor of Veterans Affairs, but also of Aging Care Management. So what we've been able to do is veterans that are over 60 receiving aging services are being care managed by Ryan and Anthony, his care manager, so that they are getting the best of both worlds. They're getting aging services and Veterans Affairs services.
All right.
So we've been able to meet all of their needs.
And how many new staff required lately within the past year?
We, there was turnover in the department, but at this point we hired two. Basically, Ryan was promoted from within, and Anthony was a new hire that we brought in from the local area.
All right, I'm trying to keep a scorecard here so I can keep track of who's working there. Okay. And Ryan gave us a glimpse of what he does on a day-to-day basis. What do you do on a day-to-day basis?
Sure. Well, as the administrator of both programs, I oversee the day-to-day operations of both programs. With Veterans Affairs, I handle the fiscal end, the administrative end, the public interfacing. Ryan and Anthony are doing the hard work of the day, which is going through the process and helping our veterans and navigating the service programs for the veterans.
All right. Well, you got your hands full. 7,000 veterans in Northumberland County?
6,500.
Mm-hmm. And how many are enjoying services in one form or another at the moment?
I would say about half of that. We don't technically follow each person. We may get them enrolled, and then unless they need us, we don't hear from them. But we have roughly about half of that are actually receiving some kind of compensation or benefit from Veterans Affairs.
All right. How can folks get a hold of Veterans Affairs in Northumberland County?
They can call our office, 570-495-2395. Again, that's the Aging and the Veterans Affairs Department. Department, but if you ask for Veterans Affairs, they will connect you with Ryan and his staff.
And NoriCopa.net. It's just a fabulous site. It's all listed in plain sight, whether you want aging or voter services or Veterans Affairs. That's in plain sight there, so you can connect through that way. Well, we're just about out of time, believe it or don't. The 10 minutes goes so fast. Give us an additional remark, both of you. We'll start with Karen. Anything else to add?
Yes. We are very proud that we partnered with Knoebels this past Saturday for Armed Forces Day. We had a great turnout. We had vendors there, and we had a great turnout from veterans that wanted further information. We are also hosting on June 30th a senior day out. Rather than a national night out, we're doing a senior day out. But we will have services and programs available for the aging population, but also for veteran services. We have several vendors coming for veterans.
And when is that?
June 30th. It will be at Shikellamy State Park from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
You mean at the marina?
At the marina.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Fabulous. Good location. Yep. Well, that sounds like a good activity. Okay, yes. Well, remind us as that gets closer.
We'll
give it another push, maybe do a little check-in and announce, you know, maybe mention who's coming and that sort of thing. Ryan, an additional comment, please.
First off, thank you for all those that served and everything. Of course, this weekend, let's remember the fallen that paid the ultimate sacrifice to keep our country free and safe. For anybody that's looking, that is a veteran that needs food services, Post 44, we have a military food share box. You just have to be a veteran. Doesn't matter what type of discharge you had or anything. Spouses of the veterans are eligible, too. They just need to show their spouses DD-214 discharge paper, and you can get a food box every month, the third Friday of every month at Post 44. They have been great supporting us and helping us learn the ropes, some veteran services. So I'll be there this Friday at Post 44 handing out food boxes. So.
Oh, you'll be back there tomorrow?
Tomorrow, yeah.
Oh, wow, yep. Super. Okay, good for you. Well, thanks for doing all of that. Yeah, this has been quite the service. I remember Dick Simpson said this was coming a couple years ago.
Yes.
I thought, oh, there's probably going to be a couple families. Well, mm-hmm. Dozens and dozens of folks. Yeah,
they serve about 100 and I think he said about 20, on average, around 120 maybe plus of families every month for food boxes for veterans.
Right, yeah, and this is offered free of charge to veterans and their families. So, yeah, the food service. Go to noricopa.net or call that 988 number in Sunbury if you want more information about these and other services. Thank you so much.
Thank you for
thank
having
you.
Us, Mark.
Both of us. Both of you. Karen Leonovich is an administrator at Northumberland County Veterans Affairs, the administrator and Northumberland County Area Agency on Aging. Ryan Miller is a Veterans Services Supervisor and also an Aging Care Manager Supervisor in Northumberland County. And our Military Appreciation Months are brought to you by Zimmerman, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram Truck.